Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Casbo Rants. Holy shit, fuck, are you shitting me? No fucking way, you've lost your fucking mind. Sweet mother of Christ, what's wrong with you? No, fuck, shit, son of a damn it! Get over it, unfucking believable. Casbo Rants, let's go.
Hey, you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Casbo's Rant. I'm Casbo, or Cole, the part that rants. This is Season 4, Episode 141. Happy to have you here and hope you enjoy the show. Let's give a quick shout-out to all of our sponsors, ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million readers can't be wrong. If you want to know what's going on in the adult world, that's like porn world, as well as the swinging world, that's like us, then you too need to make it a habit each and every month to read your new edition of ASN Lifestyle Magazine. Also, if you want a top-quality, well-known, long-term, high-quality sex toy, Motor Bunny is the one for you. That's right, MotorBunny.com. Proud to work with us. We're proud to work with them. Top-quality sex toys, the Motor Bunny Original, or maybe the Buck. MotorBunny.com, get a $50 discount today and get your new Motor Bunny. And Smokin' Meats, BBQTreats.com. That is SMOKINMEATS. BBQTreats.com. You know what? This is a quality business that's run by swingers. So let's support the lifestyle, please. You can get their hickory desk, lemon pepper, SBG, orange mango, habanero, pineapple paradise. And check it out. They've got a brand new flavor. I'm not going to tell you. You got to go check it out. And don't forget, you can use the promo code KASBH, K-A-S-B-H-15, and get 15% discount on your online order. And finally, safety, safety, safety. Don't become another statistic. 1 in 4 people get roofied, get their drinks drugged without their knowledge or consent. You can avoid that with My Cup condoms. That's right. We're proud to work with My Cup condoms and hope you'll take advantage of them as well. MyCupCondom.com/discount/Casba10. Get yours today. And if you're a business that you serve alcohol or beverages and you'd like to find out how you too could offer My Cup condoms, give us a call. Send us an email today. All right, we are ready to get rolling on with the show. So, you know, this show is sometimes shows are very, very easy to come up with titles for. This is one of those shows, just going to tell you. So we know that the lifestyle, and we talk about the need for the lifestyle to have discretion. That's right, discretion from the outside vanilla world, discretion within the lifestyle. It is 100% inappropriate and not okay to glory fuck, we're going to call it. That's right. I'm just creating this. Glory fuck. What do I mean by that? Taking and using your conquests to name names and name drop about people you've hooked up with. It's not appropriate. There is about discretion. We're all adults. Yes, we get it. You had sex. Congratulations. Yes, you hooked up with somebody. Congratulations. Yes, you and your significant other and another significant other and somebody hooked up or a group or whatever the case may be. That's part of what the lifestyle is about, is hooking up. But it's not supposed to be an advertisement. We've all heard the term, don't kiss and tell. And if you, again, this is so many things are on profiles. So many things are in profiles that people will talk about the fact of not kissing and tell. We don't kiss and tell. That's not appropriate. And we, you know, look, you guys have all listened to the shows where we talk about drama and about how that can be created by kissing and telling, and how, you know, how to handle it if somebody comes up and asks you, hey, you know, we're thinking about hooking up with these people. Do you know anything about them? And how, quite honestly, why it's in your best interest, as well as their best interest, as well as everybody's best interest, to not have opinions that you share. Now, obviously, if someone did something that's illegal, violent, physically violent, wrong, those are extremes. Those are different scenarios. So let's not even confuse that. That's what everybody likes to do. Yeah, but no, screw that. We're talking about just your, I'm in the lifestyle, we're in the lifestyle, we hooked up. There's the only people who have any business dealing with that is the people that were involved in the hookup. That's it. Nobody else needs to know. So let's talk about the common age of social media. Let's, number one, talk about the reality that we all know. In real life, people cannot contain themselves. They overshare on social media. They overshare, whether it's people, and I'm not just talking about myself, just in general. People overshare. Hey, look what I'm having for dinner. Overshare. Hey, look at this. Oh, hey, look at that. I'm having a bad day. How many posts are whiny and cryy and fucking whatever? Or everything is overshare, overshare, overshare. I think everybody in the world wants to know about what's going on in my world. I think it's important to them, or it should be. Oversharing galore. But how does this translate into the lifestyle? Well, here's the deal. It's the exact same way. And there's this very serious thing starting to happen. And I'm going to call it kissing and posting. It's not kiss and tell. Don't kiss and tell. Don't kiss and post. Folks, I don't care how you slice it. You're bragging. And that's junior high, high school locker room stuff. To walk around and go, hey, smell my finger. Guess what? Look what I did. Hey, guess what I did? You're bragging. And that's not cool. That is taking, and I understand that it's not about feelings and emotions in the lifestyle, but that's taking the interaction lower from even away from people down to a point of merely pieces of meat. And that's not okay. And that's not what it's about. And quite honestly, there needs to be a common sense factor in there. At this point in time, it's not okay to brag and to pump our chest and to say, look at me, I just got someone come strutting around. Whoa, yeah, hey, I just screwed. Hey, this is what's on. That's not okay. And we know it. Do you want to be somebody's conquest? Do you want to be somebody's trophy? Do you want to be somebody's score? And some of you go, oh, I don't care. I don't care at all. Really? You don't? I don't believe that bullshit. Nobody wants to be reduced down to nothing more than just a piece of meat. No one wants to be reduced down, even if it's just sport fucking, which Amanda and I love to do. Even then, it's still there. You're a human. You're a humanity. You're beyond. It's not just. You're not an item. You're still a person. That's why kissing and telling looks so bad. That's why bragging's not okay. That's why it's not socially acceptable, that locker room bullshit anymore. So why is it okay to kiss and post? Well, the reality is it's actually not, except for the fact that we disguise it when we do it. See, therein lies the problem. We disguise it when we do it. I have seen this in more recently than ever before, and that's why this is coming to my attention so much. We all know about the morning after text, or the morning after message, or the morning after email. You know, I had such a great time. Thank you. We get that. But now what's happening is people are taking that, what should be the morning after text, and putting it on social media. You are kissing and telling. You are bragging. You can try to deny that you are all you want, but that is exactly what you are doing. When you go off on some rant about how wonderful, so honored to have got an opportunity to hook up and to be a part of this couple's experience. Even if you're not using their name, what you're saying is you're putting out there, hey everybody, guess what? I got laid. Really? You're an adult and you need to announce that, hey, you got laid? Have you lost your mind? What really blows my mind is why anybody else sees one of those posts and still hooks up with you. That's nuts. Another one that I saw the other day, and this was absolutely amazing. It was two couples had gotten together, and they had put a post about what a great time they had. The wording was completely okay. We had a great time. So much fun. Can't wait to do it again. Yeah, there was a winky face emoji at the end. Not a big deal. Great time. Okay. We get the point. It was the pictures. It wasn't pictures just of the four people out and doing things. They included pictures of people in bathtubs. Hey, if we didn't know, now we got it. Seriously? We're in junior high. You're in the locker room. Should you say, smell my finger right now? Is that where we should go with this? How, in any way, shape, or form, do we find that acceptable and okay? Or the one person posts and all the other people involved are tagged in it. Why is that okay? How is that any different than kissing and telling? I'll tell you how it's different than kissing and telling. You are reaching a much larger audience in a much shorter time frame. You're reaching the masses. You are able to mass pronounce, mass brag. Here's what would be the equivalent of what it would be. It would be the equivalent of taking and going into the locker room and bragging in the locker room. But instead of going to the locker room, what you actually do is you actually take and go get on the PA system of the school and go that way. That's the equivalent of kissing and telling versus kissing and posting. Think about it for a minute. Here's what's really funny. This is another real disadvantage or reason why you shouldn't kiss and tell. Just total side note, but follow me on this one if you would, is that, you know what? Right now, it was a great night and everything's wonderful and you're all great friends and it's the most wonderful thing in the world. 2 months down the road, you may hate each other's guts. If you kiss and tell, all the people that you've talked to about it go, hey, weren't you really good friend? No, and then you got to explain it. How about when you put it out on social media and it's there forever? It's a little hard to have plausible deniability or to not say anything or to not have to comment on how people are or situation is if it's documented. Want to know an example on that? Well, we heard that they did this, this, and this when they hook up with people. Is it true? A little hard to go, I don't know. Really? Because if you look at this post, and right now some of you are going to go, oh, well, but eventually it gets buried, no one knows. Really? Let me give you an idea of how this works. Today, August 27th, we had someone go on in our group that has hundreds of thousands of posts a week that went on the group and liked a post from 28 weeks ago. Which doesn't even compare to the post that the guy liked from 3 years ago. No, it doesn't get buried forever. It's not how that works. Why do we have a need to have to share with everyone? My biggest pet peeve with half the podcasts out here is when they talk about their sexual adventures because they need to brag on an even bigger level. Why? Congratulations, you got dick. Congratulations, you got pussy. Congratulations, you got all of the above. What difference does it make? You're in the lifestyle. It's not some big shock surprise factor. That's kind of part of what we do. But are we so shallow and lame that we need to brag about it? You know what? I've got a shit ton of awesome pictures on my phone from hookups, experiences, whatever. And you know where they say? On my phone. We didn't make them to create content. We made them because we were having a great time and for each of us to have pictures of them. This is why when we make content, we say, hey, we're making content and we have forms and everybody talks about it. It's a business thing. See how that works? There's a difference. Why do we feel the need to absolutely post? If it's so exciting because it's such a rare occurrence, whether that be by choice or because that's the way it is, I understand. We understand people's excitement. But you know what? Why does it need to be on social media? Let me ask you something. Do you really care? If you're listening to me right now and you have interest in me, do you really care where my penis was 2 days ago? Probably not. Is if I hooked up with someone in the last week, did it alter your life in any way, shape, or form? Let me broaden that example. You don't know me. You've never met me. You're on our page. You've never met me. You don't know me. You know of me. Where my penis was, does that affect your life in any way, shape, or form? If you don't know any of the people involved? No, of course not. It doesn't matter. And why do we need to take and find and have something that shallow and that it's petty and it's immature? We talk about the lifestyle being immature at times when we talk about the junior high and high school aspects of drama and the lifestyle. Do you want to know what's way more junior high than drama? Kissing and posting. Having to take and brag about what we do and who we do it with is absolutely way more of a situation than even the dramas. The drama sucks. We get it. That's the truth. There's no way around it. But drama is going to happen because you're dealing with emotions. You're dealing with people. But bragging is a choice. That's the part I don't understand. We talk about wanting to mature, make the lifestyle more mature, and yet when we have the option, I'm going to say that again, when we have the option to make it more mature, most of the time we fail miserably. How can we be surprised that there's drama? How can we be surprised that people get hurt feelings and that people start talking and there's rumors and all these other things when we can't contain ourselves not to kiss and post? How can we do that? We're all guilty of it. It happens to all of us. We get excited. We don't think. We're trying to be cute. We're trying to be funny. And again, I'm going to say it. All of us are guilty of it. Me included. This is not a pass the buck situation. But this is a situation we can do better. Do you know that there's a ton of people that are in the lifestyle around the country that cannot and do not go to big events or certain events or are not active in certain groups and not so much groups, but platforms? It's not because they're assholes. It's not because they don't want to. It's because they're too recognizable. And because people cannot not avoid kissing and posting, they don't have a choice because it would get out and it would have devastating effects. That's the reality of it. That's the part of this that is so big, and this is why we have to talk about this. The reality of it is that every time people kiss and post, we up the factors and the risk for people to be outed. We up the factor and the risks for negative feedback. We up the factor and the risk for drama. For no reward. There's not a single positive that comes out of kissing and telling or kissing and posting. Think about that for a minute. There's no higher ground. There's no moral high ground with it. There's not a single positive thing that happens other than your ego getting fed, which is not actually positive, of kissing and posting. There's nothing. Then why do we do it? Why don't we stick with endeavors that at least have some sort of positive feedback to us or for us. There is none. And yet, it's something that has to be discussed and dealt with. The challenge that we have moving forward is about control. Controlling all the things that we can, or that we're able to. We can't control the weather. We can't control a lot of parts. But there's a lot of things in the lifestyle we have complete control over. Kissing and telling, kissing and posting is one of those items. We have absolutely zero justification, zero anything to any excuse to allow us, ourselves, to do it. And I encourage you, right, if you're someone that has kissed and posted, do the right thing. Go remove it. Take it down. And then remember for the next time, when the euphoric feeling grabs you and you just want to share, who or what is this helping? And then make the decision. You've heard me say it before. You'll definitely hear me say it again. This rant's over.